What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I slowed down because I know this machine sometimes brings us in really fast.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to slow down, but I thought you would take the cue that I was slowing down.
Why would I?
Because I was going a lot slower.
It just sounded weird.
What? Me? Oh, it didn't sound like I was slower.
It just sounded weird. No, it just sounded strange.
Like, okay, well, we can say it again.
No, we can now.
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Why are you going faster than normal?
I'm your host.
Why are you going faster?
Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, a.k.a. he an asshole. A.k.a. Tank of Tanks Riders. This is a weekly podcast, and I'm joined by my lovely wife of 14 years. Together for, she said 16.
I 17. Said 17.
Whatever. Go ahead and let them know who you are.
You are raggedy. I'm this raggedy man's wife and the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Birds of a feather.
This is a weekly podcast that he and I do where we don't know if we're going to cause an argument or not. Listen, if that's the question.
It's a weekly podcast.
I don't know. Oh, okay. But this is what happens when you decide to go out of order. I got to
say. I went out of order?
I only slowed things down.
No, you were out of order by slowing things down.
Because this thing be out of order. I'm trying to listen.
Let them know what we're about.
We're about any and everything. And I know that sounds so generic and vague. But we truly talk about whatever's on our hearts or on our minds or on our brains. And we see where we land on the topic. Well, we have some really amazing sponsors for today's episode that we really want you all to check out. Because when you support them, you support us. And the four sponsors are...
BetterHelp, Magic Spoon, Apostrophe, and Third Love.
Why were you already ready to bust out laughing? Just over here shaking his head. We also have some amazing people in our comments right now because we have people watching us live and they are members of our Patreon. Our Patreon are people who pay the low of $5 to get exclusive content from us as well as get early access to the podcast. I actually, before we started this podcast, was talking to them for about the past 15 minutes about a new job that I booked, as well as why my schedule has been wonky. So if you're looking for some tea or some exclusive or some early content, join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can also watch this podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. So, baby.
What's happening?
Are we starting the podcast with?
I decided last 8 weeks.
Seems no, like. you decided last week. You just
so
such an exact.
We start this podcast off with one of two segments. One is Tanks, Tanksley Pride. And that is our four boys. We have four sons. So we tell a story or something that's, you know, something that, discussing them or something that we witnessed or experienced with them. And the other is In My Feelings, where we talk about something that's got us feeling some type of way. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
I kind of want to do both. I'm going to go with Tanksley Pride because I feel like we have something relevant that kind of just happened that I want to talk about. And I'm trying to make sure that I can talk. I think I can because I just had the conversation with somebody else to talk about it in a way that does not become offensive. So I'll start off. Are you cool with Tanksley Pride?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. So Marcus, my husband, picked up Marcus, my son, from play practice yesterday. They get home and Big Marcus was like, there was this little cute little black girl that came out of Marcus's play practice. And I was like, look, Marcus, who's that? And he's like, I don't know. He said then when Marcus was trying to get in the truck, This little white girl was like, bye, Marcus. And Marcus did act like he didn't hear her. And little Marcus just kind of put his shoulders up. I said, little Marcus, is there no like cute girls at your school that you notice? He was like, I mean, not really. He was like, most of them either have boyfriends already or they're gay. And I was like, huh. Now, the huh came from, it feels like my son has aged 5 years during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because you all have to understand, like right before the pandemic, we just got him this book on puberty, on understanding his body. This is when he first learned, at least from what he's telling us, first learned what sex was. So now to be, for him to be able to articulate, and he wasn't like saying it in a, like a derogatory way. It was very much so factual. Either they have boyfriends or they're gay.
It's like, you playing sports now, ain't no sports to play.
That's how it
like
was.
Like literally.
Right? So now for him to be in seventh grade and understand and actually feel comfortable with even bringing up a term that deals with sexuality was already like, okay, we're here. So
wait a minute.
Then, yeah.
I ain't know
then
that.
We Marcus,
I'm sorry.
Focus. Then
you focus.
I am. We talked about he was talking about we were talking about gender identity, right? So he was talking about his English class. He said there is a she, her beside me, a him, he, him on the other side, and a they, there, I think, in front of them. Or they, them. Or they, yeah, I think that's how you do it, they, them. And I was like, now is the he, her, he, him, a boy or girl? He said, oh, no, it's a girl. Like, he understood what I meant by, like, what was their gender assignment at birth. He's like, it's a girl. And I said, does she present as a girl or does she present as a boy? And he was like, nah, she looked like a girl. And I was like, and then you all use he, him. And he was like, yeah. And I said, what about the they, there? And he was like, or they, them. He was like, that's a girl too. And I was like, and I'm just listening to him talk. And I was like, okay. I said, so Marcus, do you have someone you feel comfortable talking to as all these new people and people expressing themselves in ways that weren't, you know, expressed in elementary per se? Do you have somebody you feel comfortable talking to ask questions? And he was like, oh yeah, my English teacher, she started the school's LGBTQ group 5 years ago. And he was like, so if I have questions about like what something is, I can ask her, because I don't want him to feel like all of this is still kind of new. It's definitely new for me and his dad.
Yeah.
And
I learned so much just listening to him talk. I was right. What are you? I was over on my phone.
Right.
I mean,
my son is actually, he's a very genuine human being. So I also don't want him to be, you know how, especially as Black people, how we can get, we've been here for a while. So when people ask us questions about our culture, sometimes we can be like for real though. Like, why are you asking me about my hair? Like, why?
Yeah.
So I don't want him to go through that type of situation, but I also don't want him to be like, I don't even know what's going on. So he's like, yeah, I can talk to my teacher. He was like, this part was really funny. He was like, in her class, she has a bunch of the flags up. He was like, she's got the LGBTQ flag, the lesbian flag, the transgender flag. And Marcus said, wait
Hold
a second.
Time out. I said, wait, there's multiple flags?
And I was like, now that I did know.
And he looked at me like, yeah,
I said, now that I did know. I was like, because there's a pansexual. She said, yep, there's a pansexual flag. And I was like, how does my son even know there's a such thing as
I forgot to Google the flags.
Sexual. So I said, well, you know what, little Marcus? I said, I commend you for being so
I'm glad we educating y'all. I wasn't the only one.
Oh, no.
Because everybody's like, wait, flags? Yeah. They out here repping. Don't you walk down the wrong street with the wrong colors.
I was like, I am so proud of you for being so, what's the word that I use? Like willing to learn and willing to accept people for how they would like to be accepted. I said, I want you to know that you are leading this family.
Yeah.
I said, me and your dad, we come from a different time. So this is a very difficult for us to adjust to. So I appreciate you being so willing to learn.
I need to tell him, don't be afraid to correct me if I'm at his school on something that I'm not privy to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That you're not understanding.
Like, don't be afraid to be like, hey, stop. I can't ask that. I thought that was a genuine now.
Right. And the thing is that I realize that, like, yes, understanding builds more empathy, but I don't need to fully understand to show someone respect.
Right.
And that is what I appreciate about my son. And then...
No, go ahead.
And then we dropped some tea. We were talking about one of his friends. And I was like, because I was asking, I was like, does such and such, I said, do they identify as, you know, non-binary? And he was like, no, they're just bisexual. That's what Big Marcus said. What?
What?
I said, oh, you didn't know that? I said, I knew that person was bisexual. I just wasn't sure if they identified in a certain way.
The way it just flowed off his tongue. Yeah. Oh, no, that person's bisexual.
Yes.
But then in social studies, I'm like, hold on, stop. He just reached a level of maturity I didn't know he was at.
We didn't know. And it all hit us last night. You don't understand. The way this boy would
clam. The way I was throwing around, nigga.
I'm going to write it down. 7:51.
I was like, what?
In 11:44. Like a year ago, maybe a year ago, he would clam up if we wanted to have this type of conversation. And the fact, so one, I feel proud in us that he felt comfortable enough to just be like, this is what's happening. You know what I'm saying? And being able to have a conversation. Oh, cause listen, he was about to correct me. He was like, when I was like, I was wondering if such and such was binary. He was like, being bisexual is your sexual preference. And he was about to be like, binary is gender. I was like, I know.
I'm used to binary being ones and zeros.
So I was just like,
coding. Numbers.
I know, right? I was like, I felt proud of us that he felt comfortable having this conversation. I was like, all right, we're doing good.
I feel like we're sending him...
Yes, stop.
No, because it was like just the difference in how...
Oh, yeah. And so... And
that I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to say that in a way that it won't get us canceled.
So. No, but I did say to him, I said... I think I said all these words. I might have left out some. I did say to him, I said, I'm proud of your generation because I even asked, I said, are the straight students at your school, are they nice? Are they mean to these people who are like gay, bisexual?
Because he got some hood at his school.
And he said, no. He said, everybody's cool. I said, well, that's great. I said, because that was not the case when we were growing up. I was like, gay folk were bullied. They ain't know what other way around it.
Yeah, the only ones that like didn't get bullied when I was in school were the ones that was all the way there and past it. It was so wild. It was just like, oh, well, that's just so-and-so.
They were so like, comfortable in their skin. Yeah, there was like nothing like, you could say can't about bully it.
That person, like, and they, I don't know, it's interesting in the time that we grew up. I wonder how they got to that point.
Right. Like to get through it through that. And so I was like, I'm really proud of your generation making it so that people don't do that to kids anymore about their sexuality. I mean, I'm sure it still happens in certain places. But I said, but the one thing that makes me sad about your generation is that there are all these labels that you all are having to think of at such a young age. Like... I was like, you can't just exist. I was like, that's a lot to have to contemplate as a 12-year-old. I was like, well, I had, you know, crushes on boys at a young age. I didn't act on any of that until I was in high school. Like, so it wasn't about a thing. It wasn't me. I didn't feel the need to have to label myself And obviously, I'm speaking from the majority point of view. You know, being straight is like the what has been considered the standard, and anything else is a deviation. But I said, I do feel bad that you all have to feel like, I was like, I wish that if a girl who's born, signed as a girl, felt like she was a boy, not that she had to call herself that, but she could dress and present herself however she wants to. Like, and just be okay with that until she gets older to be able to figure out, like, okay, but maybe that's old school and maybe it's better to be able to put words to how you feel now. But I definitely think that we're also in a better day and age because mental health is now something that people take seriously. And that's why I'm excited that we have BetterHelp sponsoring this podcast today. Y'all know we've talked about BetterHelp a lot because one, they are a great sponsor and great partner with this podcast. But because two, it's just something that we believe very strongly in, that mental health is something that needs to be taken seriously and that people need licensed practitioners, licensed professional therapists to actually help with your mental health. So is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me, just trying to figure out how to delegate and find the right team and also not get too consumed with too many ideas, that's something that definitely is kind of keeping me from my goals. What's something that you would say you feel like keeps you from your goals?
Procrastination.
Procrastination is Marcus's thing. Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So you never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website to see all of their many testimonials. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Better H-E-L-P. Enjoying the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of a professional, experienced therapist. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So this is a special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue. Again, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
So, yeah, it was definitely a lot. So the one thing I said to him today in the car, because I was asking him, I took him to school, took him to the bus stop this morning. And I said, are you making friends? He's named two friends. There's two other black boys that he's good friends with. And then there's this one other boy who is not black. I don't know. I think he's a white guy who does voiceover work that he's become really cool with. I said, okay, I'm making some friends, not a lot, but you know, those are his three friends. And I said, you know what? I know it's hard right now, but eventually you'll get good at making friends. He said, that's what he said. He said, I'm getting more comfortable talking to my classmates. That's what he told me. And I said, you know what? And as you get more comfortable, you will make more friends. And, I said, and what I hope for you is that in your friendships that you feel confident enough to be yourself and that you don't ever feel like you have to participate in anything that you're uncomfortable with or that you don't feel is correct for you to do. I was like, that's what I hope. I said, I want you to be able to make friends of every walk of life, but I want you to feel confident in who you are. in making friends with other people.
Yeah, I had that conversation with him actually over the summer. I was just telling him how I was watching him interact with some of his friends. And I was telling him how I liked how he's not afraid to be him. And just because everybody else is going one direction, if he doesn't want to go that direction, he doesn't have to. He can still do, he can always do his own thing and not worry about what anybody else is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. And it was definitely, like I said, yesterday is when I saw, like, okay, as much as he will always be my baby, he's definitely not the baby anymore. He's definitely not a baby anymore. He's coming into, like, really understanding the world outside of the lens we present it through. He's understanding the world from the lens that he's experiencing it. And I'm like, what you seeing in there? Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. So that's my Tank Sleep Pride story. What's yours?
Mine is, so as y'all know, these twins are still distance learning. I hate it. but it's, what I do find interesting is the different levels that Kai and Sai are at. It's like I was going over one exercise with Kai, yeah, like yesterday and the day before, and he has his own struggles and he was struggling through it. And then I was working on it today with Sai, and he was breezing through it. I was like, oh, this is like way too easy for him. Mm-hmm. But all of them kind of start, it's different stuff, but they kind of start at the same level, and then the program will adjust to where that child needs to be. But then flip around on a different subject where Kai, particularly math, like Kai won't do, he won't write stuff down. He don't use his fingers. A problem will come up or you'll ask him a problem and he'll just sit there with a blank look on his face and then just give you an answer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how are you doing that?
You're good at that mental math.
Yeah, he's real good at it. It's starting to slip him up now because now they're starting to present stuff. So I was like, dude, you can't be doing stuff in your head because you're getting stuff wrong that you actually know. Like, you know the answer to these if you actually just wrote something down or used your fingers or something. But just seeing them, this, they're the, like knowing that they started at the same exact level, but how their brains took shape, like, even though, you know, I don't be mathing like it either. But Kai, Sai is more of, he has more of Angel's brain to where Kai has mine.
They definitely, now mental math is my jam, like, yeah. Kai.
But I am. Mental, I don't do physical, I don't do, spiritual math, none of it.
The only thing that sucks is that.
You know what happened to me? I had a, what grade was that? Seventh grade math teacher? Seventh or sixth grade math teacher that sucked. I was loving math up until that point. Mm. Like, I used to love, because my daddy was, he was really good at math. Mm-hmm. And he never could explain it in a way that I understood it, but he would try to tell me how, he said numbers are the easiest thing, Mark. He said, he always say, Mark, numbers are easy. It's the easiest thing you could deal with is numbers. They all do the same thing. And you could give daddy any two numbers and ask him to do any equation and he'd just throw out an answer. And half time I was like, I don't know if it's right or not. But but he would explain how he got to that answer. But anyway, so I used to love math until I had that one teacher and I'm just like, and after that I was like, screw it. This, I don't want, and then after that it was like curtains.
No, mental math is like my jam, but it's going to trip Kai up because now with this like common core math, it's all about how you did the math more than how you, more than the right answer, which sucks balls. But Sai is definitely a learner like I am, like just able to regurgitate some stuff. Yeah. You taught me that? Okay, I got it for you. Let's go.
But yeah, he just watching both of them just do that and figure their way through that whole thing, but it's trash what they got going on.
Marcus, what the school system
has going on. I can't wait for him to go to school.
He's going to be the first in line for that vaccine.
I'm gonna come up with the vaccine. I'm gonna fix it myself. Like, I don't know what y'all waiting on. I'm gonna do that math. I can promise you that. Whatever equation you need to figure out to get these kids in school so they can get this shot, that's what I'm about to throw on you. Just let me know.
Listen, babe, if it gets that bad, we're the ones that are keeping them home.
I know.
If you really...
But it's too, I'm not going to just send them out because I hate it that much. But anyway.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm like. Listen, Marcus is, we both kind of ready to put Amar in daycare.
I think everything would be perfectly fine if I could get rid of him during the day. And I mean, that ain't even send him daycare. If I could get rid of him during the day, I don't know, if somebody could come pick him up, I'll send him across the street to the neighbors. They seem like nice people. If I could get rid of him during the day for a solid 15 hours, everything would be kosher.
What if, do you want
to start? Yes, whatever you was about to say.
Do you want to start looking up like home daycares?
Didn't I just say yes? You could have thrown anything out.
No.
You want to start looking up sweatshops? Yes.
We can start looking at home daycares and seeing what their practices are.
Yes, 15 hours. Somebody said 15, uh-huh.
No. No, somebody.
But he's just, Amar, he has a working curiosity that never stops. He's two. He's curious. He's getting into stuff. He's bored.
Yeah.
Like, as much, and like, I can't give him all the focus because I got these two over here. I'm trying to walk them through this programs and stuff that they doing. Like, yesterday he got into more makeup and got red. I don't know. It looked like, I don't know if it lipstick, what, all over one of the couches. He's written on all the walls downstairs. It's,
yes,
like,
he has.
But yeah, I mean, he's just being two. That's all he's doing.
And he's literally behaving age appropriate. But it is a lot for my husband to deal with while helping the kids and while also trying to do business and while also...
Business has been swept under the rug. The rug has been rolled up, thrown in back of the truck, and the truck drove off a cliff. That's where business is right now. Y'all want Zoom in shirts? Tough shit.
No.
Man shit? What shit?
No, man. You have been doing man shit. Don't make it seem like
man shit should have been done and up and going by now.
You right. You right. It is not. But it will be. Is that what? Okay. Don't pull away from me. It's okay. So is that your Tankston Pride story?
Mm-hmm.
This got my poor baby. Yeah. This got my poor baby.
This is gonna be a smoking house. Cigars all through the house.
No.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be ashtray set up. You're gonna come home. It's gonna smell like a speakeasy up in here.
No.
I'm gonna have a bottle of scotch and a cigar.
Oh, it's okay. We gonna get the kids out the house.
I got them. They don't know it. I'm getting the twins bikes.
Oh please, because Kai came downstairs crying about it.
Yeah, because we got a Mar. Actually. So this new bike training thing that they have for kids is basically a bike that's short enough that doesn't have pedals, so it teaches them how to balance. They know how to pedal just fine, but that balance would be off. But I saw them, they've been riding Marcus's scooter a lot, mainly Kai. And I'm like, dang, they might be able to, you know, I can. It'd be a little easier to teach them how to ride a bike without training wheels now. Si, he still needs a little work because he don't be jumping on Marcus's scooter nearly as much as Kai does. So we got this little thing for Amar, and you can raise the seat up to a height to where the twins can fit on it. So I was like, Kai, see if you can ride it. So he started scooting. I said, no, get some speed up and like ride it like you would a bike. And he did pretty good. He got enough balance inside. He struggled a little bit, but he picked up on it really quick. But he still needs a little practice. But yeah, I'm ready to get them on some bikes. We got a bunch of steep hills. They're going to struggle going down and up. But once we get on the level ground, I think they'll be good.
And you're going to need them to walk down. Nah, start out, right. Marcus.
Trust me. As long as I watch out for cars, they'll be good. And then I got a bike. Shh, I'm talking. You talked already a lot, by the way. I got a bike trailer to put Amar in until he figures out the bike thing. But it's probably going to be a minute for him.
Oh, when is that stuff coming in?
Tomorrow. The bike's not. I'm just going to take them to get bikes. But the trailer's coming in tomorrow.
I'm finding this out with y'all.
Oh, yeah. And got him a helmet and all that.
You got all of them new helmets?
Nah, they don't need no new helmets. They need new helmets for.
I just was asking who you got helmets for.
Amar.
Oh, he gonna love it.
Yeah, so that's just because they need something to do outside of this house.
And you can put Lottie Dottie in the trailer with
him. No, I'm not.
She'll sit there with him.
No, she won't.
And she'll be so excited.
No, I bet she would.
I can't stand my husband.
I can't stand your dog.
But one thing that goes well.
I can't stand
well,
you as a dog owner.
Okay.
That's but what
fine.
Goes well?
No, you shut. Don't you shut up? You don't get
magic spoon.
What goes? That don't even make sense. You didn't even make a good sentence.
It goes well with everything. Morning, noon, night.
Magic spoon is after a sponsor sex. Of our episode. Too bad you won't be having magic spoon after sex.
Yeah,
come on, Magic spoon is a sponsor of our episode, and let me tell you, we love cereal in the Tanksley's house. We done told you this several times, and we're not going to stop telling you this because Magic Spoon is our gem jam. Let me tell you about it. It's guilt-free. It gives you all the joy and nostalgia that you need as an adult in your life, okay? But you ain't got to worry, sweetheart. It ain't got all that sugar and mess in it. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, and low carb. Build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Now, I want to point out cookies and cream and maple waffle, they were a limited, right? They were a limited edition. But because folk was buying them things all quick and selling them out, Magic Spoon was like, well, okay then, shorty. They'll be a permanent part. So you can now get those two flavors and put them in your custom bundle. If you've never tried them before, go ahead. Put them in your custom bundle. See if you like it. Now, as Marcus said, they are a good midnight snack. If you're somebody like me, sometimes, like, if I either stay up late or if I've been woken up, I automatically want to eat. I'd be like, just give me some food right now. I used to do that all the time when I was younger with them sugary cereals. I can do this now and not feel bad guilty about it. Eat it and go lay down. You view me.
Happy.
I really want you guys to give it a try. So go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. And remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/argue. And use the code ARGUE to save $5 off. And we thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. And you know what else we thank? We thank the Lord for people who can help us with our skin.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen. I know all of our listeners are not people of color or black folk. But listen, there's a saying that black don't crack. And sometimes that is not the case. Sometimes our skin be acting up. And we be like, no, wait a minute. I got this melanin. I can't be, my skin can't be looking some type of way because that's not a part of our saying. Well, listen, it happens. You get a bad breakout in pivotal time. You a bridesmaid in a wedding. It's your wedding. You got an interview and your pimple come in before you do. Right? What you gonna do? Don't you go over here to these goddamn beauty influencers and be like, what are you using on your skin? That ain't your skin.
That ain't your skin.
You need a professional to tell you what your skin needs. You hear me? You feel me? And that's what Apostrophe will do. We are so excited to be working with them again. We really do love their company because not only are you getting to work with board certified dermatologists and they're giving you clinically proven treatments, but it's all done from the comfort of your home. Okay. So Apostrophe is a prescriptive skin care company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board certified dermatologist who create a personalized, let me say that one more time, personalized. Okay. Treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. That's what I listen. This is why I hate when people ask me what I use on my skin because I'm like, girl, you got genetics, diet, age, demographic as far as in where I live. All that plays a part.
Yeah, geographically.
Geographic. That's the better word.
Yeah.
All plays a part in my skin. You need somebody to tell you what your skin needs. That's why it's personalized to your unique skin. Simply fill out the Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin and skincare goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne. They also can help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. Dark spots be my issue, okay? And that is why I'm here for the Apostrophe, because I don't be trusting people. I need you to have a degree or something. I need you to have something behind you, not just a bunch of followers. I need you to know.
Need you to study with some beacons. Beakers.
I was like, beacons? Beacons of light? Yeah, beakers. Yeah.
In tell the lab, me. Flames going.
Listen.
Lab coats.
And it's nice. I like things
too. Not stethoscopes. Microscopes.
I like to have things customized and personalized to me. I do. So that I know how it's supposed to be working. If it worked on somebody else a different way, that don't matter. I need to know how it's supposed to work on me. Now listen, we have a special, special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code, is this.
Is this.
This code is only available to our listeners.
That's y'all.
To get started, go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code, is this.
Is this.
At sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. What? $5?
Five.
I thought that was a typo, but that's what they mean. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use that code, is this, to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5 cinco, okay? And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe.
All right, my dear. You're now in the spotlight.
Girl, stay in the spotlight. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about brand. Meaning your brand, my brand, our brand. What you want that brand to look like, where it came from, and where you want it to go.
Okay.
And what would you like to change?
Okay. Start. Kick us off, babe.
Kick us off, babe.
Listen, you really felt like, I got a brand. That's how you gave it to me.
Anyway. So this whole like brand thing, the actual term is new to me. Newer to me than pretty much most people that I'm around. Because they've already been trying to establish this or they already came up with it. But like, even if you got a 9-to-5, you pretty much have a brand. You have a way you present yourself. You have a reputation that you want to be carried. And you want the right people to know who you are. I never looked at it as like a quote unquote brand, until I, you know, stepped into this whole social media thing and then, trying to develop that, stepping in this whole light. And this can be, you know, for anybody out there. If you are a professional of any kind or trying to get into a certain profession, you want to be able to carry that with you. And, you know, something that makes you easy to remember and easily recognize. In anything that you're trying to step into. So with me, I was telling Angel, one thing, I wanted to be a familiar face if somebody's ever seen me before. Like, people know me for my personality, the way I, present myself, or they say, yo, Mark, Tank's always straightforward. He's always this, he's always that. I want to make sure I keep that as part of my, granted, that's me in real life. But at the same time, and actually this conversation came up, me and Melissa was talking, and we were saying, like, a lot of people, they always say, particularly on our podcast with The Bottom and Beautiful, they always say, you know, I love how y'all real. Y'all just say whatever y'all want to, and unleash Marcus, unleash Tank, let him say whatever. That would be off-brand for me in the eyes of you all, because don't nobody want to know the true words that I be wanting to say sometimes. Like, that's not for... And I know that. I know that can be damaging. So I do have to end up filtering myself, but I still need to come off as real as I can and still stay on the boat and not jump off.
What's the boat, babe?
The boat is not canceled. But, you know, and you still have to gear. You still have to be careful and gear, you know, what you say, or not even what you say, but how you say certain things, and make it sure it comes off the way you mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, not just, you know, because people can say, actually, man, I just had a situation last week to where, you know, one thing can be said, but it could be understood a completely different way by somebody else.
Ah.
So you want to make sure you're being clear.
I don't know what you were talking about. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Got it.
But also, I'm going to go ahead and say it's Patreon. Y'all going to be first to hear this because I ain't talked about nobody with a... I think I brought it up to Melissa, too. But I the first person I talked about with it is Angel. Like, y'all know I got the beard going. I ain't doing nothing with the beard. Beard's going to be here. I saw some people be commenting. So when you plan on shaving it? When you plan on shutting up? I ain't shaving my beard.
How did that just happen?
Because it's like, why is that a question? It's like, when you going to shave it? Like, I ain't going to shave it.
Well, that's just a random question.
Man, don't hate. Hey.
I just didn't want you.
When you start talking, I'm sure you're gonna talk a lot. So let me talk.
Why you got to? You a jerk? Go ahead.
Nah. So when this whole with my beard, with this whole gray patch, when it first started coming in, it started off as just a streak of gray on the right side of my beard, and it's like was prominent. It was just like a long, thick streak on one side, and I was just like, and the one thing I hate. Is the peppered grays that come throughout my beard and mustache. I hate that. I'm like either all or nothing. So what I told Angel I was going to do probably is start dyeing my beard, but I'm going to keep that gray patch. I don't care how white it gets. And I think I'm going to make that a part of my brand. Like people know, even if they don't know me, they're going to remember that dude that got the gray streak. Because as you see, if you're watching, you can see it's very... white right here in this section. That's where it started at. But I ain't gonna jet black my stuff, but I am gonna keep that streak and until this whole front
what's
section.
What's that X-Men's name?
I don't know what an X-Men is. But that's part Rogue? Of that visual
Rogue? Does she have
that visual brand that I'm working on.
Does Rogue have that?
So the other part of the brand is like everybody I know knows until you say him. It right.
Rogue is her name.
The other part of that is the whole, like, you know, the man's man. It's like, oh, I always hear, oh, Marcus is a man's man. I never really looked at myself as, like, the man's man. I'm just being me. But a lot of people, and some people even see it as toxic masculinity, which, hey, I'm fine with. If I'm toxic to you.
No, you're not fine with being toxic.
Listen, let me finish. If me presenting myself as who I am and you see it as toxic, then... my brand is me not caring, and I'm not going to care. I stick by that.
And I still don't believe. If you found out that something that you were doing was
absolutely.
That's what I meant by, no, you don't mean
they
that.
They know what I meant. Anyway.
it is so, Rogue.
The so X-Men. What about you?
Angel
knows what I hate when she says X-Men.
That's what they are.
It's not. Shut up. X-Men. X-Men. You don't watch X-Men? It ain't X-Men.
It is.
X. Is it? It's a hyphen. X-Men.
Yes. X-Men.
See, she won't be stupid right now. That's
X-Men.
Right. That's all right.
I just put this way.
X-Men. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead, girl.
Oh my gosh, you're on, there's something going on. What? What? Uh-huh.
Just, oh, I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No!
Because it's like, it's like back to mine, like, you know, being a man. And I like the whole, you know, the manly paraphernalia. You know, Angel used to hate when I used to, because I used to use everything for paraphernalia.
I know, paraphernalia was
coming back.
It's fine. All I said, this is one time.
Go ahead, Angel.
First of all. Your attitude.
I do have an attitude.
Stop.
No, you
don't
stop.
Don't have an attitude.
Don't give me an attitude.
I'm not. I didn't gift that to you.
Talk.
I am talking, babe.
Calm your down. Brain.
Okay. My brand is being sexy. Okay, a sexy mama. Of course, I'm going to be able to be even sexier in my apostrophe. That's the wrong brand. In my third love.
I was like,
I meant to transition.
Your skin is sexy.
Love. Oh my gosh, y'all. Third Love is our sponsor, fourth and final sponsor of today's podcast. I'm literally ordering some more bras today. I actually, if you're watching, I have on my favorite Third Love bra is this gorgeous green lace bra that be having the girl sitting right. And I have it on, if you're watching, underneath a bodysuit. And with all that lace, you're not getting any of that print. This is not even a part of the copy. I just have to talk about it because I really like them. What I really love about Third Love's shopping experience is that, like, when you go onto their website, I'm on there now, they have little kits that you can, like, save. Like, so, like, you can save money because you're getting, like, multiple things in one. They have bras for, like, t-shirts. Like, so if you're, like, you like to wear, like, tight t-shirts, they have bras that, you know, sit nicely underneath there. If you're somebody who doesn't want to wear wires, they have that, but they have it all separated so easily for you to find. The styles are so cute, okay? And then they have a digital fitting room to help you figure out, one, what size bras you need, two, like the shape of your breasts to help figure out what type of bra is going to work best for you. Which, you know, a lot of women, way too many women are wearing the wrong size bra. Okay. And, they make sure that that's not the case. And I am past the days of being in uncomfortable anything. You definitely ain't going to get me in no uncomfortable undergarments. That's not going to happen. Third Love makes sure that you are comfortable in your skin because their clothing, their loungewear, their activewear, and their underwear feels good all day long. I love, like I said, I love their lace stuff. I also love their t-shirt bras because they're very smooth. I love the underwear that goes with this lace set because it fits so, it fits snug, but it doesn't hurt. Like some thongs, they be ready to slice you in half. Not Third Love, honey. It'll have you feeling sexy. Okay, so some other things I would love to tell you about is that their bras also have half cups, and their loungewear and activewear go from extra small to 3X. So they're trying to be very inclusive, including a lot of styles. Also, when it comes to quality and comfort, you ain't gonna get no better than Third Love's loungewear. Their sleepwear, it's luxe washable silk. And you just gonna be like, oh, I don't even wanna take it off. And as I told you, the fitting room quiz, it really gets you to wearing the right size bra, the right fitting bra, and also encompassing your personal style as well. So it's like you got your own personal shopper. They know you'll love their products, but they also say if you don't love your fit, they will exchange and do returns for free for up to 60 days, guarantee. And Third Love team of expert fit stylists is available via chat or text to answer all of your questions. Third Love is the largest donor of undergarments in the U.S., partnering with organizations across the United States. Third Love has donated over 40 million worth of bras to help people in need and even heal injured turtles. They helping the turtles? Come on, Third Love. I love y'all. This is what we want you to do. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
You know what? I really am thinking about getting rid of all of my old brassieres and underwear and just starting afresh with Third Love. Because I'll be looking at some of my raggedy bras and I'm like, why?
Saw one.
You see it going in the trash? It was going in the trash.
I didn't make it to the trash, but I put it in there anyway.
Thank you.
This thing looked like roadkill.
It did. And I need to get rid of all of them and get me all Third Love.
I almost got shot. I was like, is this thing moving?
I want comfortable, cute brassieres. My brand.
But make sure
thank you, Third Love.
Yeah, thank you, Third Love. So make sure you order a meal with
plates.
No. Whatever brand that don't go with it.
No. Anyway, so my brand, I always say my business motto is showing motherhood and womanhood raw and authentically through the lens of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So a huge part of my brand is being authentic in my feelings, authentic in the things that I want to do and want to be. I feel like women are shamed enough in society that I want to be an example of I don't want to say fully like being shameless, because that's like the Kardashians, but I mean that's also probably why part of their success is them being shameless. But like, I can be a mother, I can be funny, I can operate in a male dominated industry, I can also be a Christian, I can also twerk, I can also be in a marriage where I love my husband, but I'm also not like a doormat, you know what I'm saying? Where, I want to be able to present myself, flaws and all, and show comfort, show me being comfortable in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a journey all in itself. Like, it sounds easy. It's not. But I do want to... I'm not trying to make people want to be me. I want to make... When people see me, they want to be more of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is my brand. That after watching some of Angel's videos, I feel more like being... I feel like I can be more of me. I feel like I can fill in who I am even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how I'm trying to, in the projects that I'm a part of, that's how I'm trying to lead. That's one of the reasons why I want to bring Mommy Confessions back, because I feel like being able to bring different mothers of all walks of life, I mean, they are mainly women of color, but of all walks of life, to a conversation setting with me, another person will potentially see, huh, I'm not the only person that feels this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only person that does these things. I felt like I was the only person and kind of felt kind of weird about it, but now I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Same thing with when I came on to Here's the Thing with Kevin. I was glad that he gave me free rein to be me, because I wouldn't have wanted to, I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. I would have been like, nah, nah, nah. But in that, I feel like Kevin is now being more of himself.
Yeah.
On social media. He even said, I'm not going to say the word because I don't want to have to edit out again. He says the N word more because he actually says the N word a lot.
Yeah.
This
goes right along with what you were saying. Somebody DM'd me a comment that somebody left under one of the Bald and Beautiful episodes. And they were just like, you know, it's sad how people, godly people get into the spotlight and all of a sudden they change. I've never seen them use the N word so much as they do now. I hate to see them change. And it's like, we're not changing. They're not, they're not changing. They're showing who they actually are.
They're showing more of who they are.
It has nothing to do with them changing because they were changed before in front of the camera. Now they're just being them. So, but go ahead, sorry.
And this is not to say that people need to, I think it's okay. I don't think it's okay to present a character for business purposes to be like, this is the character you see, or this is the variation of myself. I think that's smart because it also helps. It helps put up a barrier when people start talking about that character.
Right.
so that you don't take it in as, oh, they're talking all about me. However, I don't think when I say like my influence on Kevin, I don't think that's just present. And here's the thing. I think it's present in a lot of ways now mm-hmm. that he's just like, especially, you know, me and Kevin are both like church kids. Marcus is a church kid too, just a different type of church. Church kids where we felt like we had to present a certain version of ourselves in order to be seen as in right standing with God. But we were still doing the stuff
that I was doing.
Right. So getting to the point of just being like, nah, this is actually what I'm doing. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Luckily, you're not the judge.
Yeah.
You're not the person that gets to cast judgment on me that actually means anything.
Yeah. One thing I find interesting and what makes it easier for me to continue to present my brand the way I have is I've seen that how relatable I can be with people. Because, like, regardless of how I come off or, you know, especially earlier on, people's like, oh, Marcus is that. But everybody knows somebody like me. mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, he sounds like so-and-so. He sounds like this. He sounds like somebody I know. I'm like, I'm every woman. but I'm anybody else. And that's something that I don't see or I didn't see in social media or in this whole realm that I'm stepping into. Is just like, not to say there's anything wrong with it, but I didn't see people that I could see, like, how do I put it? I don't know how to word it. People like me. I saw people that I have a lot, we have a lot in common, like a whole lot in common, but it's just like, but are you, is that how you act, or is it put up a character? Because Angel actually gave me that advice when I first got into this. She was saying that you don't have to be you, like, because I didn't want to be in front of the camera. She was like, well, don't be you in front of the camera, be a character. Mm-hmm. She said people do that all the time. That's normal. That's a normal thing to do. However, I'm not good at...
He can't sustain a character.
I can't, not for months and months and years at a time.
He can't do it.
Like for a script, yeah, I can be a character all day. Great character. But it comes to just having a camera playing and then me talking about something in my real life, I can't do it.
But you know, because of this being my brand, it then forces me to be more transparent. I'm not fully transparent because I do say stuff for just my household, for just my friends that I actually, you know, get to love on that are in my life personally. But it does force me to be more transparent online, which can be scary. But I remind myself, my transparency honestly isn't for me. My transparency is for the person that it's going to help. Like talking about alopecia, talking about people calling me pregnant when I'm not, talking about getting fired, just all of those things, while it is sometimes scary to be like, okay, I'm about to talk about this. Okay, I know that the goal behind it is to make someone else not feel alone, to make someone else realize that there is joy on the other side of the thing that I'm talking about, but it's okay to have confusion in the it's okay to be sad or to have confusion in the moment that you're in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be hard because I'm not impervious to comments. I don't take them in as easy as other people though. Like it do take some time before I'm really like, okay, that hurt my feelings. Like for the most part, I'll be like, now why'd they say that? But it is like, okay, all right. Because once I start becoming less and less And I do know, like, I will, as our brand grows, there are certain things that I'm going to have to, like, keep to myself just for safety reasons. But I don't know. I know that if I try to pull back too hard, my brand has now changed.
Yeah.
And like, I have to figure out something else.
Yeah, see, with me, it's like I'm not that transparent because I'm naturally in real life not that transparent.
So, actually, you are in some ways. Huh. Like, you don't be filtering your thoughts like that.
No, but when I say, I was particularly talking about things that I'm going through.
Yeah. I'm saying you're transparent in a different way, and that is why people start to like really like you. They're like, he said what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Where most people would have filtered it more. You're like, well, it's already out there.
Don't need this. Throw it away. Run it wide open.
But life experiences.
Yeah, yes. Life experiences.
Marcus will keep it to himself.
Yeah, if you hear me talking about a life experience, that means it's already happened. And I'm telling, it's now a story. And it's not, this is what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's truly how I am in real life. Unless it's like something that we need to talk through or go through or whatever it may be. Like, a lot of times I'd be like, let me tell you, this is what I've been going through, Angel. This is what I went through last week or whatever. Because it's like, that's how I process things. Maybe I should call BetterHelp. I don't know if it's healthy or not, but that's how I process things. I just keep it to myself, work through it, think through it, and then I'm like, oh, got it.
Yes, Letitia Harrison in our podcast group, in our Patreon group, put it perfectly. You are transparent, but not as vulnerable.
Marcus you don't
is
know
not,
me.
Honestly. Marcus is not about to be vulnerable out here in the streets with y'all.
No.
I will be. And I'll be like, and cut that off so that my feelings aren't out there with them. My feelings are here with me after I've put it out there. What do you want? So you said what you wanted your brand to become?
I'm still figuring that out. I haven't been doing this long enough to know exactly what I want it to look like.
That's good.
And I know that. I know what I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there's things that I don't know that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If that, it makes sense, perfect sense to me. If it didn't to you, look it up. Nah. So I can't really say what I want it to look like or if I want it to look different than what it does. Or if I see something that would be beneficial to me in the short term or the long term, I don't know what that looks like or what adjustments I would need to make. I think I would need to set in this for a little longer.
For me, I think you all got more of a glimpse to, y'all like my Maddie Clark glasses, Dr. Maddie Clark. That's for when I do.
My new brand,
oh, bro. Y'all can't. I'm sorry. Those of y'all listening don't know what I'm talking about. Marcus has on these glasses that one of my Patreon members gave hear. Me. You're so stupid. One of my Patreon members gave me. It looks like he gave them to me as a Maddie Clark. Honey, Dr. Maddie Clark. My brand, I feel like where I'm headed would be Ask on Angel is in the direction of what I want my brand to be. Not me doing that show, but what you got out of me during Ask on Angel, that the ability to connect with the audience in a way that feels like you're connecting with your best friend or your aunt. So if I give you the perfect example, Tabitha Brown, she's America's mom. I don't want to be anyone else's mama but the four kids I birthed, right? Don't want to do it. I don't want any.
So natural to her.
It does. And that lets you know, because that would be draining to me. The love that she pours out on a daily basis, the let me talk to your soul and nurture you. She's basically breastfeeding the world, right? That is exhausting. I, however, want to be the person that the audience connects to as that's that friend that when people say, when somebody's out here in these streets not right, and they be like, where is that person's friends at? Mm-hmm. If you rocking with me, ain't nobody gonna say that.
Say that's Angel's friend.
No, ain't nobody gonna say that. Ain't nobody gonna be like, her friend should have told her.
Yeah.
Should have told her. Oh no, I already told you. I already said.
Yeah, we've had friends in them situations. It's like, who are you with? Yeah. I was with so and so. Well, don't go no more with them.
Yes, that friend, you got a boogie in your nose. Girl, you got a boogie in your nose. Go into the bathroom because you about to embarrass yourself.
Yeah. The thing on your tooth is eat something on its tooth.
And so that is kind of where I want my brand to go. I want it to go to that place where you, one, feel comfortable when you're around me. And you also know, I'm going to call you, if I got to, I'll call you on your SHIT. But you know it's from a place of love because I'm the best friend. I'm the auntie. So that's more of my brand. And I want it to resonate across all of my companies, all of my business endeavors. Even in my acting, I would love to be able to play roles that have that type of... I don't want to be the oracle. I don't want to be the all-wise, my connection to God is so sacred. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Because it starts to eventually feel like just a dressed-up, dignified version of a mammy. I don't want that. I want that...
That's two for me.
Regina King, pull you together type of deal.
She's just great.
She is. She's amazing. She's amazing. So we'll see as that grows. We'll see as that brand grows. Oh, that's going to be the end of our podcast, but I do want to show our Patreon something at the end of this. I'm going to show it to y'all real quick before we let you go. So again, if you all want to be a part of our Patreon so that you can get this exclusive stuff that they're about to get before we let them go to bed, because I know they tired. You can. Again, a special thank you to our four sponsors, BetterHelp, Magic Spoon, Apostrophe, and Third Love. Check them out. Use our promo codes. They should be in the show notes if you're listening, because I always put them there. So give them a check out. Make sure you follow Marcus on Marcus Ain't on the Gram, on Instagram.
Marcus Ain't on the Book, on Facebook. And on Coming Soon.
It's up there. No, it's you can go ahead and follow.
Go ahead and follow me, y'all, on TikTok. Tank Don't Talk.
That is his handle. Tank Don't Talk. T-O-K, obviously. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms except for Twitter, which is Angel the Actress. Until next time. You'll be able to get some merchandise from us soon, so be looking for announcements here soon. All right. God bless y'all.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.